Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, we started learning about an unusual woman named Mary Mallon yesterday. Now, we actually know her by another name, which is Typhoid Mary.
She was called Typhoid Mary because she was a healthy carrier for typhoid. She had the disease, but she didn't have any symptoms.
Now, Mary was a cook, and she spread the disease in the food she made. Now, as a result, a lot of people got really sick, and one little girl even died.
The New York Health Department started investigating and learned how people were getting sick.
And when Dr. Josephine Baker found Mary working for a new family, she wanted to stop her.
Mary was quarantined on North Brother Island, an island in the river that runs through New York. She had to stay there for 3 years all alone.
And that's not where Mary's story ends, though. Trust me, it gets even more interesting. So let's find out what happened to her now.
Reading.
The Curious Case of Typhoid Mary. The whole time Malone was on the island, she believed she had been wrongly confined. As she had none of the symptoms, she wasn't able to grasp how she had been infecting other people. For that reason, Malone took legal action against New York City. In 1910, officials finally agreed to release Malone. However, she had to give her word that she would never work as a cook again. In 1915, typhoid broke out in a New York hospital. All signs pointed to a cook named Mary Brown, who was actually Mary Malone, as the cause. Once again, Malone was captured and placed in isolation on North Brother Island. This time, the public had less pity for Malone. By this point, she knew that what she was doing was causing harm. Additionally, by changing her name to avoid capture, she seemed aware of her guilt. Malone received an extreme punishment for something she had no control over. Confined to North Brother Island until 1938, Malone lived as a prisoner until her death, forever known as Typhoid Mary.
Okay, day two of our article. I bet you're all wondering what's happened to Mary Mallon. Here in the first line, it says, the whole time Mallon was on the island, she believed she had been wrongly confined.
我们首先呢看到 confine 这个动词在文章中指的是限制行动。Mallon 相信他被关在这间医院和这座岛上是错误的。我们看到 had been 加上一个过去分词是过去完成的被动语态。For example, yesterday the news said that the criminal had been caught and put into the prison. 新闻说呢犯人已经被抓到并且被关进监狱里面。新闻报道和犯人已经被抓和关进监狱两个动作都是在以前但是犯人被抓和被关的动作比较早发生所以我们用过去完成时来表达再加上被动态。Back to the article, Mallon didn't know that she had typhoid at the time, but she was still confined in the hospital on the island.
Yeah, okay, so not a great thing or not a great place to be if you think that you didn't do anything wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's important to remember that Mary was just a cook. Before we get into this story a little bit further, you should know Mary was just a cook. And way back then, when modern medicine was still new, she wouldn't have had any way of knowing she was sick. She wouldn't have had an education or anything like that. So she's a pretty good reason to be upset. She just thinks she's a normal woman. Now, here in the article, it says, as she had none of the symptoms, she wasn't able to grasp how she had been infecting other people. Now here we use the verb grasp. When you grasp a fact or a piece of knowledge or information, you completely understand it. Now we especially use this word when something might be difficult to understand, but you do understand it. As an example, we might say, the young child hasn't grasped the idea of cause and effect yet, so she doesn't understand that her actions can cause pain or problems.
Grasp 这个动词呢是理解明白的意思。Melon 不明白 how she had been infecting other people.
Right, so let's find out what this word means, what Mary couldn't grasp, and we use the word infecting.
Infect 这个动词是感染。在文章中呢，你看到它是用过去完成进行式 had been infecting 带出。那过去完成式 had been 再加上动名词，指的是过去的某一个动作在过去的某个时间结束或结束不久之前持续进行。也就是说呢，当时 Melon 无法理解自己过去是如何一直感染他人。She couldn't grasp how she had been infecting others because she didn't have any symptoms.
Right. I hope you guys can grasp that past perfect progressive tense there after Elsie's great explanation of it. Okay, but let's continue on in the article. She has no symptoms, so she thinks not sick, right? But we know not always. However, Malin didn't know this, so that's why in the article it says, for that reason, Malin took legal action against New York City. Okay, Mary's getting mad. In fact, she hired a very good lawyer to help her, and actually, a lot of people supported her.
So we know she took legal action, 寻求法律途径，希望呢纽约市能够还她清白。And you said a lot of people were supporting her.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that she shouldn't be there.
But did she succeed?
Well, at first, yeah. Here it says, in 1910, officials finally agreed to release Malin. So, good news for Malin. It just wasn't that easy. Before they could release her, they had to get her to agree to something. So we learn what that is here in the next line. It says, however, she had to give her word that she would never work as a cook again. Now, give one's word here is today's shortcut for you. So let's find out more about it right now.
Shortcut for you.
Do you have that jacket you borrowed from me?
No. I forgot to bring it today.
I really need it back.
Sorry. I'll bring it tomorrow. I give you my word.
Give me your word? I don't need a word. I want my jacket back.
Don't worry. I'll return it to you tomorrow.To give somebody's word means to make a serious promise.
I get it now. To give somebody's word means 向点点点保证。
That's right. When is the last time you gave someone your word?
I think it was when I said I would pay you back the money I borrowed from you.
Have you paid me back yet?
No.
Well, tomorrow I can bring your jacket and you can bring my money.Maybe giving our word and keeping promises will be easier in the future.
So, in 1910年的时候 ,Melon 被释放，但是她需要 give her word, 也就是保证自己再也不会当厨师。
So it seems simple, right?
Yes.
Just promise not to do the thing that is making people sick. Now, if we think back to Melon again, though,This isn't really so simple for her. Poor women back then didn't have a lot of options. Now, there wasn't much else for Mary to do but cook. That she didn't have an education, she didn't have a lot of money, she does know how to cook, and so...
So you mean she went back to work as a cook again?
Well, yeah. Here in the article, things get a little bit more interesting. It says, in 1915, typhoid broke out in a New York hospital. Now there's that phrase, break out. Remember we learned outbreak, the noun, in day one. Here's our phrasal verb, break out, in day two. So if something bad breaks out, it starts to happen. Now it's often used to talk about fires, fights, wars, or diseases. Here's an example. When a fire broke out in one apartment, everyone in the building went outside to safety.
同学们还记得我们昨天在文章中提到的 outbreak 这个名词是爆发的意思。现在呢，我们看到了动词片语break out 的用法。在文章中呢，用的是过去简单式。Broke out, 爆发。So in 1915, 5 years after Mellon was released, typhoid broke out again.
That's right. And I bet you can all see where this is going. Here it says all signs pointed to a cook named Mary Brown, who was actually Mary Mellon, as the cause. Now here the phrase all the signs or the signs point to...means to suggest or show or indicate that something is true.
也就是所有的迹象都显示因为一位叫 Mary Brown 的厨师所造成的。而 Mary Brown 就是 Mary Mellon, so she changed her name and worked as a cook again.、
Mm-hmm.
Then she broke her promise.
She did break her promise. And, as you can guess, the health department was not happy about this. So it says here, once again, Mellon was captured and placed in isolation on North Brother Island. Now, we started that sentence with the phrase, once again. We use this to describe something that happens again after it has already happened once or several times. Now, it's often used to show that you're frustrated or you're upset or you're annoyed that something negative keeps happening. So we could say something like this. Once again, Edward is late for class.
Once again, 再一次，或是我们可以说又来了。So once again,Mellon was captured.
Right, so capture here is a verb, and when you capture a person or an animal, you catch them and keep them as a prisoner so they can't go free. For example, the little boy captured a firefly in a glass jar and watched it as it flew around inside.
Capture 这个动词是捕获或俘虏的意思，也可以指拍摄或引起关注。像是摄影师可以 capture stunning wildlife photos, 也就是捕捉精彩的野生动物相片。一件事情呢，则是可以 captures the attention of the whole world, 引起全世界的关注。文章中用到的是被动态 ,Mellon 又再一次被抓了 ,and she was placed in isolation on North Brother Island.
Right, so once again, she's in isolation, and this word kind of means to be all alone, right?
Yes, in isolation, 也就是隔离孤立 she was alone on the island again.
Okay, now, the first time she was on North Brother Island, people supported her. They said, this isn't right. She doesn't know that she's sick. But...That's not what happened this time. Here in the article, it says, this time, the public had less pity for Mellon. Now, pity is a noun, and it's a feeling of sympathy, or feeling sorry, that you get when you see that someone is unhappy or suffering in some way. Now, here's an example sentence with the word pity.I have no pity for Josh. He knew what he was doing was wrong, and he shouldn't be so shocked that he's in trouble now. So, I don't feel bad for him, is what I'm saying there.
pity 这个名词呢是同情怜悯 To have or take pity for somebody 代表的是同情怜悯某个人不过呢文章中说到这一次大众 had less pity for Melon 也就是对 Melon 的同情比较少了Yes, because this time she did it on purpose.、Mm-hmm. She knew she couldn't work as a cook, but she still did it.
Right. Okay, so that's why people didn't have pity for her. It's because she knew she was doing something wrong. And also at this point in the article, it says, by this point, she knew that what she was doing was causing harm. Now, we use the phrase by this point. It's another way of saying by now, and it means at this point in time, something else should be happening or be true. For example, your project is due at the end of the week. By this point, you should be almost finished.
By this point, 也就是 by now 的意思，指的是到了这个时候。Melon realized that she was causing harm.
That's right. Harm here is a noun, and it's the damage or hurt that someone's actions or a negative event has caused. Okay, so let's think about an earthquake. We could say, last night's earthquake was small, so no harm was caused. There was no damage, no one was hurt.
Harm 这个名词呢指的是损害、危害。To cause harm 代表是造成损害、危害。那 harm 这个字呢也可以直接当动词使用哦。For example, no one was harmed in the accident. 没有人在意外当中受伤。
Okay, so Mary knows that she's making...Or what she's doing can make people sick. So she knows she's not supposed to be cooking. But she actually made things even worse for herself. Here it says, additionally, by changing her name to avoid capture, she seemed aware of her guilt.
Melon 用改名字的方式来 avoid capture, 避免被抓。Capture...我们刚刚有提到它当动词用这里呢它则是当名词来使用哦。而 Melon seemed to be aware of her guilt, to be aware of something 是知道某事。She was aware of her guilt.
That's right, and guilt is a noun. Guilt is a strong feeling of sadness or a strong feeling of shame because you know you have done something wrong. You know you said something really mean to your friend, and you get that bad feeling in your stomach. You know that feeling, Elsie?
That was guilt, right?
It's guilt. Oh, it doesn't feel great. Okay, so here's an example. I knew Jenny was the person to blame because of the look of guilt on her face.
Guilt 这个名词呢，就是责任或是罪责。或是我们说的罪恶感。那 Melon 知道她是有罪责的。我们也可以说 Melon knew that she was guilty. Guilty 就是形容词代表有罪的。
Okay, so she knows what she's doing can make people sick. She even changed her name so people couldn't find her. And this time the city was mad. Here it says, Melon received an extreme punishment for something she had no control over. Now, extreme is an adjective here, and it means to a high degree, or something is very serious, or very severe, or very unusual.For example, we could say, Mark had never seen his parents react to his mistake with such extreme anger before. He knew he had done something really wrong this time.
Extreme 这个形容词是极度的、极端的。Melon 接受了极端的处罚。那如果呢，我们在 extreme 的字尾加上 ly，extremely 这个副词呢是非常的意思，也就是 very， 但是呢它的程度是大于 very 的。For example， he was extremely mad， 他非常的生气。So what was Melon's punishment here?
All right, let's find out what this extreme punishment is. It says, confined to North Brother Island until 1938, Malin lived as a prisoner until her death, forever known as Typhoid Mary. Now, that's 23 years. That's 23 years she had to live alone on this island.
That was a long time.
Yeah. Now, one thing you should know, there were other people on North Brother Island. It was a hospital island. A lot of people who were very sick and had diseases that other people could catch would go to this island and live there. And she did help in the hospital, but she was never allowed to cook or go back to the city again.
So she was not all alone there in the hospital?
Yeah, she was allowed to work, kind of, she helped the nurses, I think.
Okay, so Erin, do you think it was too harsh or fair for her to do that?
Good question.
To stay there? I think we should go to our For You chat right now to discuss this.
Okay.
For You chat.
Okay, an interesting question for you guys today. Do you think Mary Malin's punishment was too harsh or fair? And explain your answer.
Wow, it's a serious and tough question.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was all right at that time, mm-hmm. since there wasn't any treatment for typhoid, and Malin couldn't keep her promise.
Okay, well...
So the government gave her the first chance.
Right.
But she didn't take it seriously, I think.
Right, so no second chances for Malin then. I think, like, I see where you're coming from, but knowing how difficult it was for poor women with no school back then, I find it hard. Maybe she couldn't find any other work.
I know.
It's difficult. I think that it was fair because she was around other people back then. She wasn't all alone. So it's not like they threw her in jail and she lived in a cement box for the rest of her life. I don't think it would be fair today, though.
You are right, not today.
Yeah, not today. There's got to be another way around it today. So maybe back then, like, there's ideas of maybe it wasn't quite fair, but today, absolutely not.
Or maybe today we can have a better way to deal with people that are healthy carriers.
I think we probably do by this point.
I think
that's probably truth. Okay, well, what do you guys think? Do you think it was too harsh or was it just fair? Talk about it with your friends and your classmates. And we're going to have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
The Curious Case of Typhoid Mary. The whole time Malone was on the island, she believed she had been wrongly confined. As she had none of the symptoms, she wasn't able to grasp how she had been infecting other people. For that reason, Malone took legal action against New York City. In 1910, officials finally agreed to release Malone. However, she had to give her word that she would never work as a cook again. In 1915, typhoid broke out in a New York hospital. All signs pointed to a cook named Mary Brown, who was actually Mary Malone, as the cause. Once again, Malone was captured and placed in isolation on North Brother Island. This time, the public had less pity for Malone. By this point, she knew that what she was doing was causing harm. Additionally, by changing her name to avoid capture, she seemed aware of her guilt. Malone received an extreme punishment for something she had no control over. Confined to North Brother Island until 1938, Malone lived as a prisoner until her death, forever known as Typhoid Mary.
Vocabulary Review.
Grasp. The children couldn't grasp the rules of the game, so they made up their own. Capture. Some criminals broke out of the prison, but the police captured them and took them back. Pity. The judge felt pity for the man who'd only stolen out of hunger and let him free. Harm. Henry is such a gentle child. He never wants to cause harm to another living thing. Guilt. Enrico couldn't take the feeling of guilt anymore, so he admitted to stealing the bike. Extreme. It's difficult for most plants or animals to survive in the extreme cold of the Arctic.